It's boring to go alone, so take this podcast from Radio 191 FM.
We have a very special guest here. We have Kiria Patterson from KMTP. We got Kiria coming on to talk about their upcoming show at Maggie's tomorrow, which is very, very exciting. How are we doing this morning, Kiria?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing real chill, man. I'm doing real chill. That's the sun's out here, which means it's, you know, always a better time when the sun's out.
Love that. Yeah, the sun is shining up in Auckland. I'm very excited to experience some Dunedin sunshine, though. Hopefully it sticks around. It'll be nice.
Well, I think tomorrow, when are you landing?
We're flying in this afternoon. So,
oh, true. Yeah. I think you might just miss it, eh?
Oh, no.
I think that Dunedin heard that Kitty was coming and they're like, right, let's pack it in.
Miserable. I love a little gloom. Little doom and gloom, I think, for Dunedin is kind of sets the mood, though, right?
It's classic. I mean, that, the Gothic architecture and the sights and smells. I mean, it just works out so well.
I'm excited to come down.
Yeah, that's real cool, man. It's the first time you've been in Aotearoa since you graced us with your performance when you were doing your debut album tour. Is this show that you're doing tomorrow part of a tour, or is it just like a one-off little show for us Dunedinites?
Yeah, this is just a one-off show. I was coming down to Aotearoa just to have a little bit of a getaway, and yeah, just kind of decided that it would be nice to play. I kind of grew up in Dunedin when I was younger, and so it's always a place that I love to come back to and have a few friends who I see. So it was kind of just like let's throw in a little show, see who comes along. The last show I played, which was last year during the album release tour, was at yours, and I just had a blast. It was so much fun. It's similar, I guess, where I kind of toured the South Island doing solo, but that was a bit more kind of a bit more ruckus with an electric guitar set up and my pedals and kind of drum machine. But this one's going to be very stripped back, very bringing my acoustic. So it's going to be a little intimate. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to play at Maggie's. I haven't played at Maggie's before, and I've heard it's really awesome venue. So. Excited to get underway.
It's a lovely place. I'm sure you'll fit the vibe very well, and especially with Pearly as well. I think those two, you two acts, go together really, really well. Definitely a space for probably mostly guitar music, I would say. Restrict Maggie's to one thing, but I think guitar music sounds really good there, especially like the alternate kind of rock that you're jamming out to. What are your favorite things to do when you come down here?
I kind of grew up around St. Clair, so I always kind of go back to that area and just hang out and love the beach. Love driving up kind of up in the hills and looking out over the coast. I don't know. I just love having an explore. I'm really keen to actually go and see an albatross while I'm down. I've never done that before, and so I think that is something on my list that I want to do. But I mean, just cruising around. It's like every time I go, it's something's different. So it's all kind of, you know, it's all cool and refreshing to just kind of cruise around. Love the train station. It's a big. I love trains, so I always kind of go down and just have a little look at the trains.
Nice. You might remember that the farmers market is at the train station on Saturdays. Definitely go and check that out.
On Saturday. Oh, love that.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? Yes, Dunedin's got so many cool things to do and just like fill your time with. A lot of good art galleries here. And it's cool how it does change quite often as well. Like every year there's new stores and stuff to go see.
Totally.
It's been nearly a year since your debut album With Love, KMTP, came out. You've taken a break from writing and recording music. How's that going?
Yeah, it's kind of a well-deserved break, I would hope it's well-deserved. The album took so long to, you know, to write and to kind of record, and that process kind of took close to like 4 years. It was a long time, and so I kind of wanted to, you know, jump off the success of the album and the tour and all that, and really wanted to kind of get back into recording, because kind of during the releasing process of the first album, I was still writing and had enough songs to kind of start on the second album. And so I really wanted to kind of jump into keeping that momentum going and yeah, just kind of going off the back of the album, but just realized actually that I need a break. So I've been, yeah, just kind of refining some new songs, and writing some, even, you know, writing some newer songs as well, and just trying to kind of really not rush that next album. But yeah, kind of in the process of getting some demos in a good place, and then looking to, at the start of next year, go into Roundhead Studios and start recording the second album. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Roundhead, which is owned by, is it owned by Neil Finn?
Yes. Yeah.
My brother, who's the drummer for Night Lunch, he recorded there quite recently. If you're familiar with Night Lunch, they're very silly.
I love Night Lunch. yeah. No, it's great. It's an awesome space. I also play bass in Softbait, and we were recently at the Brick Room in Roundhead, which is the Studio B, tracking our next album. And yeah, it was awesome. It was kind of the first time that I had really been in that space, like you're recording, and I'd been there before to kind of check it out and see some other sessions that were being done, but it was the first time I was in there recording, and it was awesome. So I'm super excited to get back in and have a week of, you know, of recording and working on the songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gonna be a real good time, man. I'm real happy for you. I was just gonna say, I remember what I was gonna say earlier, because you said you wanted to go see an albatross. If you're going to the Albatross Colony, there's also like a what they call like the Head and Gun tour. Are you familiar with the Head and Gun?
No, I don't think so.
So in the 1910s or early 1900s, the British Empire was worried about Russia and coming to New Zealand, and so they built hidden like guns in these bunkers in all the major cities. So Dunedin, Christchurch, Wellington, Auckland, and you can go and go to the hidden gun out there, because it's built right below the Albatross Colony, so you can get a tour of that and go see some albatrosses as well and have some weird obscure military history. It's a good time.
Oh, whoa, no way. That's crazy.
It's really, really funny. Yeah, it's real funny.
That's awesome. No way.
Are you gonna be playing any of your new stuff that you've been working on, that you've been demoing at the gig on Friday?
Yeah, it's actually probably, it's going to be a bit of a mixed set. I've never, my first EP that I put out, that body of work has never like been officially toured. And so it's actually going to be kind of like a extensive, I guess, selection of my songs. So we'll be hearing songs off the EP that I haven't played in a while, and then songs off the album, and then yeah, some brand new songs that only a few people have heard. I've played at a few shows, but yeah, we'll be playing kind of a smattering of songs. Yeah,
cool. It'll
be
good. A good smorgasbord of KMTP.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mean. Lastly, while I have you here on the show today, I looked at your album cover from With Love KMTP, and I noticed some similarities with a certain viral internet topic lately, Skibbity Toilet. Was Skibbity Toilet an inspiration for your With Love album cover?
I think that it's funny that album cover, I took that photo at the end of 2022, I think. It was kind of near the end of that year, and that was like the big kind of like promo like photo session that I did with Francis Carter. And it's funny you say that, because I don't think at the time I don't actually know if it had like come out yet, or if it was like, I don't think it was like big maybe on TikTok. I can't actually remember.
I think it was emerging, but I don't know if it was as big as it is today.
Yeah. But I definitely wasn't in my mind at the time. But I love that is now like a potential thing that people will see. That's insane.
Just
like, I love, I mean, if there's any Gen Alphas that are going to come along, maybe we can talk about it at the gig. I'll bring it up. We'll have some records there, so I wonder if anyone will point it out, potentially.
I really hope so, man. It's a good way to lure the youngins in to your music, you know? It's a good way to get them hooked on for life for some KMTP.
Oh yeah.
Actually, no, I realized I do have one last question. You mentioned earlier when we were talking before the interview, that you work in film, and I asked about Letterboxd, and I was wondering, what are your top picks for the International Film Festival at the moment?
Oh man, I really loved Head South. It was one of those films that was like top on my list, and just, you know, I guess being based in Christchurch in kind of the late 70s, and just really being in that kind of you know, that era of New Zealand music, and kind of that the start of what, you know, Flying Nun is now. It was really cool to just see that. I don't know, it was awesome, and I love like the kind of the architecture and you know, the South Island Christchurch in Dunedin. It's just like something else. So to really see that on the big screen was awesome, and the soundtrack was great. It was really cool to, you know, hear a lot of New Zealand music just on the big screen and in that context. I one that I missed out on, which I really wanted to go and see, it was this cool like body horror film, and the title has slipped my mind, but the trailer really grabbed me, and I think if it has a general release, I'm definitely gonna go.
I'm familiar with the name of this. Is it called like The Substance?
Yes, something like that. Yes, yeah. That film really grabbed me, and so I missed out seeing it, but it was one that I definitely kept on my lists. But I saw the TV Glow, which was very very great, and seeing that at the Civic in Auckland on a huge screen was incredible. And I saw a film called Naughty Little Peeptoe, which was about a Dunedin gay guy who was just obsessed with shoes and had a shoe store, and it was just kind of like an inside scoop into his life. And he unfortunately died quite young of HIV. Oh. But the recording of it was kind of like a audio recording, and they were the filmmakers were interviewing him, like unrelated to this film, but the way that he spoke in this audio was just so like mesmerizing and just so passionate that they decided after he passed to just put out this kind of poetic documentary about his life. And it was incredible. It was only 30 minutes, but it was really amazing. And there was this beautiful kind of dancing that was done throughout, and you know, just these, he was talking about wearing women's shoes because he was did drag as well. But that was really awesome because it was just like this intimate screening, and you know, just learning about this person's life was amazing to hear and to experience. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a really good film. I have to try and keep an eye out for that when it comes out on maybe New Zealand Sound and Vision or another streaming site like that. Hopefully.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show and talking all about film and your upcoming gig and some other stuff. It was great chatting with you, Kiria.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Take care, man. Take care. And hopefully it goes well tomorrow. I'm sure it will.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Take care, mate. Alrighty. That was Kiria Patterson from KMTP talking about their gig, which is at tomorrow at Maggie's, which is what? Stewart Street area? Lower Stewart Street? Go on down, get your tickets. You can find tickets at Under the Radar. They're playing with Pearly. It starts at 7:30. Go down, treat yourself. Here's some KMTP. We have KMTP with Walk Out to Space. You're listening to The One in the Loop. Up next. See you soon.
Thanks for choosing a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are more just like this at r1.co.nz.